Just have a quick question, a specific question in terms of the verse we're on right now. In verse 21, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself, I don't know if it's another word in another translation, but therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he'll be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. So is this cleansing, if anyone cleanses himself, is that word referring to the practice of departing from iniquity? Is it referring to the practice of departing, or is it referring to a different practice that a Christian ought to be exercised in?
I think it's a direct reference to separating, because we have been in verse 15, and because the Spirit of God indwells us, that we are not now ignorant of what the Lord requires and what He wants to be able to use us. This is the great question. Do I want to be used of Him? He's the master. These vessels are used for many things. If you think of a common meal, you think of one that in fact has the potatoes or the meat or the plates or the cups. I don't know what kind of a vessel you are, but I do know that whatever vessel we are, the Lord wants to be free to use us for His honor and glory in even this great house setting. The great is not reference to size. The great is a reference that makes me realize what the house was and what the house now is. It was a great house in one sense in the first book. What a wonderful thing. The church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. But there's where the not only of this verse comes in. Things have been brought in. So I say, Lord, I want to please You. Lord, what do You want me to do? He says, well, I'm going to give you instructions, Chuck. The first thing I want you to do is, because you know my word and you know the doctrines of Paul, I want you to cleanse yourself, to separate from what you know is dishonoring to me. It is not a matter I can help here. I can be of a help. There are people that need my, there's all kinds of reasons I might give to stay in a place where I know that it is dishonoring to the Lord. So there's only one option for the Christian. I separate from what is evil, and then I don't determine. The Lord gives me, yesterday we said, what is the key word between verse 19 and verse 21? And it is the little word obedience. Am I willing? Have I counted the cost? Do I want to be used of Him? If a man therefore purge or cleanse himself from these, you don't have to ask the question. The question is answered for you. He shall be a vessel unto honor. I'm reading from my King James, sanctified or set apart. Meet means ready. Ready for the master to use at the moment that he wants to use you or I. Here's a vessel that has said, Lord, here I am. If I'm a sponge, I say, Lord, squeeze me. Help me to give what You have given me to Your people that they might be blessed. Does that help? And I'll finish the last part. You see, it's a matter of work. It's a matter of being in the Lord's vineyard and doing His bidding in the world that we're passing through. Our early brethren recognize these things. Young people, I think it's helpful to say this, that there was a time when Mr. Darby, Mr. Kelly, Mr. Hole, Mr. McIntosh, various of the brethren, we're not putting them on a pedestal. They were brethren. But they began to search the Scriptures. And they began to ask themselves, how's come things are done this way when I have a book that gives me clearly, teaches me clearly that it is not according to the Word of God. And I know you've probably heard of the first gathering where they gathered to the name of the Lord Jesus on that Lord's Day morning. And there were only four of them or so there. And the floor was wet with the tears of the brethren as they realized the sweetness of being with Christ. Did that make them better than other Christians? Did that make them more saved? No. It just means that by the grace of God, they were obedient to the word that he gave them. They followed him and he honored them. Do you know? That hasn't changed. It's the same way today, isn't it?
So how do we become, or how do we clean a vessel? How do we become a clean vessel? Just because roughly you are saying now, okay, I need to be a clean vessel, a vessel for honor. How do I do that? And I'm going to be, again, very, very practical. So you would understand what we are talking about. Using the illustration earlier about a cup. How do you make sure that that cup is clean? Don't put it next to a dirty cup. Separate it from a dirty cup. So that's the first thing. That's from the outside now. I am not going to be associated with something that's going to make me unclean. Any wrong doctrine, any practice that is not right, I'm going to stay away from. I'm not going to go with everybody that they do everything in the world or in the religious system. That's from the outside now. Okay, so you look at the word of God and you say, it's not according to the word of God. I am going to depart or separate from it. I'm not going to practice it. But that could be done, you know, you could have a set. Okay, if they do this, I'm not going to go there. But that's kind of I don't want to use the word legal, but it just, you could do it artificially. But you know what? That will be empty. How about from within now? And that is really morally. So the two things is, you make that cup away from the dirty dishes, but then how do you clean a cup? What do you use? Water, right? You use water. You clean it with water. Are you listening? Turn to Psalm 119. Because we were reminded, it's good to get verses. And the scripture is very clear. How am I going to get clean now? I am going to stay away from anything that's not according to the word of God. My friends do certain things, I'm not going to do it because it's not according to the word of God. Not because, as we have heard, I'm better than them or I'm greater thing. Look at verse 9. Who has it? Jack Hall, you have it. And you have the microphone in your hand. So all you're going to do is just read the verse for me.
How can the young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word.
Okay. Somebody had a King James Version? You want to read it for me?
Wait, no, this is New King James. No, it's King James. Sorry. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to that word.
Cleanse his ways? Doing what? Applying the word of God. So this is very practical here. Stay away from any dirty cup. And make sure that the word of God is coming in and washing you away. Easy? Understandable? Everybody gets it? Amen?